You are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more. I am your host, Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and life experience to add value to your day. Today, we're going to be talking about family and business, friends and business. Should you combine those things? And if you do, what are some general tips? What are some things to watch out for if you're going to go into business with family or with a friend? And I'd like to start by disclosing that my mom is my accountant. My uncle is my website designer. But they are in those roles because they first have the training and expertise. So when you're looking at putting people into spaces within your business, sometimes people just want to be nice and put people in a role because it's like, I want you to do something. But make sure wherever you're putting them that they have either the training or that they're willing to get the education to do whatever that position is, because that can be very frustrating. So if my uncle didn't know how to do websites, but I put him in, I asked him to be in this role, and now I'm unhappy, he's unhappy, we're both frustrated with each other, that's going to then strain our family relationship as well as the business one. And I'm one, I was raised by this lovely woman, don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my money. Okay. I love you and don't mess with my money. Like, that is a very important thing to me. And because my mom knows. So I will never forget, because it's hilarious, because my business account for my private practice stays at a nice place. And one time it got a little bit lower and I was like, I was starting to freak out a little bit. And she just was like, hey, you know, take a breath. And I went and I looked and I realized, wait a minute, I already put some money aside. And so I think starting with making sure that if you are going to put someone in a role, that they do have that expertise. Where do you want to go from here?
And let me take it just another level. She said something about, are they willing to get the training? If you're going to open the business now and they don't have the training now, they shouldn't be in the position now. And again, it's going back to frustration and payment. But let's talk about it from a different perspective, because sometimes we start businesses and the people that we're bringing on are family and friends, people that we're in relationship with, but we're not paying them. Ta-da! When you're not paying a person, sometimes the owner, operator, or the relationship has other considerations and issues.
Say that clearer, because you talk.
Mm-hmm. I talked around the Maury Bush. Okay, so what can happen is because I'm not paying you, you think that the other person thinks, well, I can just give you whatever I give you. And you're thinking, well, I need to accept whatever they give me because after all, I'm not paying them.
And that's where I think paying somebody something. So when I first started the business, my mom, I wasn't able to pay her full rate. I still am pretty
Don't
sure.
Don't pay her full rate. What the world? She still don't pay me my full rate. I just want to mention it. She don't. However, comma, there's one thing to get a discounted rate, a family and friends discounted rate, and there's another thing for them not to pay you at all. So payment is about me not just valuing you, but me increasing your business, right? So there's a lot of ways to talk about how we build this. Now, Patrice started off by saying that we are collaborating. Hear me. We're collaborating with a business that she owns, she operates, she controls. Did you hear me? She owns, she operates, and she controls. I see her finger up. Y'all can't see it, but I can see it.
Because that, so we already had the dynamic where you respected my expertise. I would not have you in that financial role if you would be like, oh, you need to do this. You need to do this because I'm your mom and I know best and I'm the accountant and you need to do it this way. Now, what you do is you advise me. You say, hey, you know, this is my suggestion. Here are your options. You can research it. We can sit down and go through it. But if you did not have boundaries, if you didn't let me do my part and you do your part. And then we also protect our mother-daughter relationship as well. Because I think sometimes when we're engaging as, and because we're business partners in Mind Your Legacy, and then you're my accountant and kind of unofficial CFO within my private practice, you still respect my voice. And I would not have anyone in that position or in that role. Cause even my uncle that does my website, he like, and he's an expert. Like he does this stuff really well. And he's like, are you sure about the font? Are you sure about this? Are you sure about that? And he just wants to make sure that I'm happy and that it's right. Instead of being like, here, I did the website and like, oh, I can I make some changes? And they're like, no.
Like, and the other thing is be in, anytime you're building a relationship, it is critical that you have somebody who's on your team, who's on your side, who encourages you, that listens to your voice, that respects and honors you, and not someone who's looking at you saying, you know, this ain't gonna work in no way, girl, please. Or, you know, or somebody who's
negative.
Yeah, you don't want that, especially coming up. You know, as you rise, you don't want that. And after you rise, you don't want that. And in between, you just don't want that. That's a lot of work.
And so I really think before you ask somebody to be on your team, you should really step back and think about their personality. Because I used to hire people. And when I was desperate and I had to stop hiring people out of, like, I can't make this decision out of desperation.
Or emotion.
Because then I'll just put somebody in a spot knowing, oh, this probably isn't going to last very long. They're probably not going to stay very long. But this position, so I would rather work around this position not being filled than put the wrong person in the wrong place.
Right. And if you know, I'm just saying, if you know you and you know you have control issues, if you know you and you have control issues, then...
Did you see the look? I promise y'all will have to watch it on YouTube, but she gave me a look. Yes, I have control issues. My name is Dr. Patrice Berry, and I have control issues. And
my name is Johnny Lloyd, and I know where she got them from. So what I'm saying is that somebody has to submit to somebody. You hear me? In a relationship, whether it is romantic, whether it is business, whether it is partnership, no matter what, anything with two heads is a monster. And hear me out. Don't just take what I said, but hear what I'm saying. Because when you have two heads and both people are not on one accord, then what you have is you have two processes. You have two belief systems. When I say that, I'm saying how the business should move, how the things should go, what your decisions are. You have someone who you're fighting against every day. And what does that do? That stops your momentum. That stops what you're doing. Because now you have to deal with the emotional side of this other situation that you got to deal with to get back on track. And guess what? Everybody in the organization, all of your clients and customers, everybody feels that. You know why? Because it's in the atmosphere. I'm going to give y'all an example. There are people that have businesses. I have to be a little bit clean up. People that have businesses, and they've hired their family members, but they know their family members are not customer service oriented. Now, they have their family member at the front of the desk, and their family member is talking people out of stuff to buy. They're saying, you don't need that. You don't want that.
So we can tell it. We're just going to tell it. So for my wedding cake, okay, I wanted a lot of tears. I wanted a very large wedding cake. We only had a certain number of people, and my cake probably could have it just 2 to 3. It could have.
I'm sorry. Y'all need to see this. Y'all need to see this for real.
That cake did feed everybody and some. People were taking boxes of cake home. But that
did
was
you
the
hear
cake
her say
that
boxes? Did you hear her say boxes? But that we're not talking about little boxes. Like, you know, you give them a serving. We're talking about they took boxes of cake home. Now, the cake was phenomenal. I'm telling you, I still have a taste for the cake. The cake was phenomenal. And this is the deal. your business, your wedding, your situation, right? So then when you look at your company and what you're building, and I'm going to let you get back to that. What you have to remember is, what do you want? And are you willing to pay for it? If this is what you want, or this is the vision, hear me deeper. This is the vision you have for your organization, your wedding, your life. You have to follow your vision. It comes at a cost. And if you're willing to pay the cost, then my opinion is legal. My thing is, if it's legal, moral, and ethical, those are my top three. I'm not going to help you go to jail. I'm not going to be attached to that. I'm not going to help you do anything that would disrupt your good name or your character, your integrity. I'm not going to be a part of any of that. But the rest of it, if you decide that you want to have a cake that people can stand next to and be on a tray that's almost taller than the bride who's 6 feet. I'm just saying, if you want that kind of cake and your mama willing to do it.
I think I paid for my cake.
You didn't. You know what? We need more. We may have to cut this part out.
I paid for my cake. We're not going to go there. You paid for the reception. You paid for all the other stuff. I'm pretty sure I wrote the check for the cake. I could be wrong. We're not going to go there. Okay. We're going to keep moving.
Y'all know I keep receipts, right? I'm an accountant, right? Y'all know I keep receipts, right?
So I sometimes remember the story the way I want to remember it.
In her head. Sometimes it has something to do with reality. It's her reality. Sometimes, you know, but here's the point. The point is, there's two sides of it. Me and her are working this out. So we're in this together. Our partnership is making sure her dream comes true, right? And her father was involved in it too. Praise goodness. So then the other thing was, the other side of it is, we are dealing with a customer, a business that has family members in it. And the family members is talking us down. Did you hear what I said?
Trying to talk us out of the cake.
Talking us down off of the dream, the vision.
Losing the person money. Like
losing money.
I wanted it. But you don't need it.
Y'all need to see this. Because y'all know I paid for the cake when you see her face. I wanted it.
But I wanted it.
But she wanted it. Okay, but my point for saying this is the same thing as in business, is that when you have a business, a collaboration, or you have a partnership, or you have a relationship with a family member, if they are talking you down, now there's sometimes they need to talk you down because, you know you out there by yourself on your own thing, and you want somebody to speak truth to power. You always want people in your circle to speak truth to you. But know this, at the end, it's your decision. Right? So that's why it's very important who you're in a partnership with. So I'm going to step forward. You can go back if you like. You want to go back and finish that up?
And so, but I think that's the thing. Making sure that if I'm going to put you in a customer service role.
That you're customer service oriented.
That you're Chick-fil-A, like, or like good customer service. Chick-fil-A. And not McDonald's or, and there no, are, there are,
beyond.
There, and
yes.
There are good, there, I have had good customer service at McDonald's. And I've had some really, really bad. And so I think it's making sure that people are in the right spot. Can you talk about exit plan?
Yeah, but before we do that, let's talk about, this is the deal with customer service. Customer service, especially when you're a service organization, you're providing a product or a service, and all of us is in that field. You need people. You need people that are coming back because it costs you more money to acquire a new client than to maintain and keep me. When you don't treat me well, when you don't treat your clients well, guess what? They go out and tell at least 10 plus people. When you treat them really, really good, they might tell one or two.
That's right.
But just statistics, you can look it up. So that's the part of it. Now let's talk about, what you want me to talk about?
Exit plan.
Exit strategy. Okay. Anytime you start a business or you start a business, you should have an exit strategy. The reason that you have an exit strategy is not so, it could be that this is going to be what you leave for your family. You can say, this is what I'm going to sell for retirement. You can say whatever, but have an exit strategy. Now, when I say exit strategy, let's be a little bit more specific. When you're in a partnership, you need to be extremely specific about what each partner is responsible for, what they're getting out of the deal, how much money they're going to invest, what are the strengths of each partner? All of that, right? So then you assign very specific. Clarity is critical because you don't want to be crossing over in the accounting field and that's not your specialty. That doesn't mean that Patrice, what she does, listens to podcasts and information, which she does.
Facebook groups.
And then she said, well, did you know about this? And did you know about that? Because see, then you have to step back and say, okay, they're providing information because they want me to be my best and they want to make sure they're not missing anything. So you have to be in the agreement. You have to know that they're not questioning your ability, your capacity, your capability. What they're doing is they're giving you more information because they don't want, they just went and got all this wonderful information and they need you to, they need to, a confidence moment to know that you got it. Or that they're not missing an opportunity.
Special note about Facebook groups, especially if you're going to be in a Facebook group that has other business owners in it. So what would happen is when it came time for quarterly taxes, everybody would be freaking out.
And but, so she's trying to make me freak out.
No, I was making sure.
She that was freaking out. Go ahead. Tell the truth. You were freaking out. Okay. Go ahead.
Because I don't mess with God and the IRS. Like, it's just don't mess.
In no. that order.
Do not do that. And so now I am much better. I do not send you emails. Like I don't.
Every
I don't,
day.
I don't do that. It was like once a week. But like coming up to quarterly taxes time, it probably was every day.
Okay. Anyway, but my point for saying that is that it is really critical that everybody knows their part, but everybody shares in the growth of the company, right? So this is what I'm gonna tell you. Anytime you enter into a partnership, you need to know if the person is going to be an active partner, which means they have a voice, or a passive partner, which means you got their money, but they're silent. They can talk to you, but they're not making decisions in the group.
And I would have that be like a legal document because somebody-
That was my next thing.
There we go.
Okay, all agreements need to be in writing. I love everybody. Did I say everybody? Everybody. This is what happens. Just like anything else, when you're all singing Kumbaya and you're all friends and you're starting everything off together and everybody's skipping together and everybody is loving on one another and they're just all happy. But then one day, something gonna happen. Did I say something?
And either the business is gonna start doing really, really well or it's going to start not doing so well.
Or they're going to want money out or something's going to happen because they're going to start seeing gathering of resources. And they said, well, you know, hey, I gave y'all da da da. I want my money back. Whoa, we're trying to build. So you need to make the agreement why everybody is giving, right? Why everybody is on one accord and everybody's happy. Because when something happens, and it will, when something happens unexpectedly, and it will, you have a strategy of what happens next. So it's not just about having an exit strategy, like what happens if the business is not there. Exit strategy is not a negative thing. Exit strategy is what happens next, because you should be planning in your organization and your life beyond your life. So that's what the exit strategy is. If something happens to you and you are incapacitated for whatever reason, the exit strategy will tell everybody what happens with the company, what goes where, who is on first base, who's on second, how much money is separated, you know, the investment, all of that. It helps with all of that. It's like having a wheel, you know, what will happen when something happens. That's all the exit strategy is. And it will also help you determine what kind of organization you want to build. If you know you eventually want to sell or you want to be on the stock exchange or whatever, you need to build a different kind of company. And the person needs to know that up front. You know what I'm saying? So those are just the things that I would say, because relationship, and this is the reason we're talking about this, I think is really important for everybody to understand this. Relationship is power. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. That's who people are doing business, especially during this space that we're in now, because a lot of business is online. Most companies don't believe that they're global, but anytime you sell stuff online, anybody can buy it. So you need to build a process so that you're okay. What if me and Patrice is trying to sell a book in this recently happy different situation? And I said, no, I don't want our books on Amazon. And she said, no, our book should be on Amazon because Amazon can send it to all these other countries. And I said, no, we'll just mail it off when the time comes. And she says, no, we're going to, you hear my partnership thing? So all of that is important. What is your niche market? Who are you going after? Are you looking at a global situation and the other person is saying, no, I want to be a small business in the corner on this street and I want to have a brick and mortar? And you're saying, no, we're not doing brick and mortar. We're going to be online only. All of those agreements need to happen in advance, not just a great thought and everybody singing joy to the world. Come down to earth. And when I say earth, come down to the reality of it and put it in writing. Put your vision, your purpose, your mission statement, do all that in writing.
And I think because I want to go back to the friendship or family piece of it, because I think that is the part that can make it more complicated. Because I think sometimes, especially, and that's why I want to go back to boundaries, that you need to be able to tell this person no. You need to be able to give this person feedback. How do they take feedback? Because if you tell them, oh, you know, I think the colors should be red and this, and they're like, oh, that's dumb. Well, for me, so I don't do well with people that give that say things that way. I'm good with constructive feedback, but just like shooting it down. And not because if the person said, oh, wait a minute, that's a little too similar to this. Like, how about we consider these combinations? Or that would be very different than just being like, no, that we're not doing it that way. So even though we are both two strong personalities, one of us turns it up and the other one turns it down. Like, it's always going, like, both of us cannot be. So there's this personality test called the DISC. D-I-C-S.
And D-I-S-C.
D-I-S-C. There we go. And we are both strong D's that try to be I's. So I's, we want to be an I. I's are those people. Like, they are just like people first. Let's get it done. Like, I am very much a task-oriented person. I do care. So I consciously look over an email to make sure that my D isn't too strong. Mm-hmm. And I was on Clubhouse the other day and we called it a professional clapback. Like, it was like, I can, because they were like, oh, how do you set boundaries with people online? Or because I'm not going to cuss you out. I'm not going to, you know, let you see how this might be affecting me, but I will handle it with a smile. Managing all of my emotions, and you will leave thinking, oh, wait a minute, did she just?
I think I got
and cut. be willing to walk away.
Yeah. And especially be willing to walk away. This is the thing. Part of the exit strategy.
It's not a marriage.
It is very close to one.
It is close. Especially since, like, because of the legal stuff. I think there has to be the option. So to me, relationships work best when we both want to be here.
And so does marriage. All relationships work best when everybody wants to be there. So this is what you have to do in any relationship, especially when you're dealing with money. And both of them deal with money. But when you're dealing with money, vision, all of that stuff, is that you need to find places of agreement. Then you need to set up and say, hey, now's not a good time. Me and Patrice had a conversation. We're not going to talk about the conversation recently. And I was off the chain. The next morning I got up thinking about the conversation I had, right? And so this is the kind of people you want in your life. People that will, when you're high, they come here and they say, okay. Because they know you well enough to know that you're going to think, or this is not the best time to inject wisdom. Just because I know the right answer does not mean does not mean.
I'm the same way. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Does not mean. And I have that a, this is the best time to say the right answer.
And there's a third little person. My little person. Like it's
her
just,
mini. Her mini him. Is and he has an opinion about everything. And if I say, hey, we need to do this, and he says, why? What minute? We ain't talking
help
about
me, help
life,
me.
Death, and the pursuit of happiness. We just talking about I need you to do this.
He help says, me understand.
Why? He said, you know, like help me understand why you redirecting what I want to do, right?
And I know this isn't about parenting, but the thing that I like that he's a thinker. Yes. I like that he's a problem solver and he is a leader. And that's a way to reframe because sometimes people are like, oh, this person's so hard-headed. This person's so stubborn. And those could, but no, I want to say he is a leader. And what I do is when he says, why, mommy? I ask him, why?
Why?
And he's like, oh, because it's time to go.
Right. Answer the question. And the same thing in a partnership. I love that she's talking about that because these are the skills that's needed in a partnership. You need somebody's going to be parenting. Somebody's going to be submitting to somebody else's voice. Somebody else is going to say, I don't care what happens right now. We're going to be in this to win it. And we're going to be successful. I know you're out there on Mars right now. But when you come back in and come back to Earth and we get back together, then I'm going to bring up this other stuff. You have to know, look, I'm going to do Kenny Rogers. You have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and in advance, run.
And I think one person shouldn't always win.
It's not, you know.
So I think there should always be this balance where really because we are a team and the business is what we want to win. Mm-hmm. It's not about any one individual because I think sometimes that can cause some issues. And I would look at how the person handles crisis.
In advance,
before asking somebody to be on your team, because that was one of the interview questions that I used to ask when I would hire people for my team, would be, you know, tell me about a crisis and how you handled it. And if the person's like, oh, no, I've never, you know, had any, oh, we'll tell you a difficult situation and how you, oh, no, like everything comes easy.
Run.
Not sure.
Or if somebody comes in and says, well, if things start being hard for me, I won't do it. No, we're in entrepreneurship, you know. So this is the other thing. And I know we're getting close, but this is the other thing. What I recommend is that people that are looking to partner and resources are involved, very important. Don't ever invest in a company where you cannot afford to not get a return on your investment. Don't do it. Be very careful with that. Number one. Number two is I tell people, don't empty out your 401k and all that stuff and start a business. You can take a portion of it out if that's what you need to do to help with the bank. But I'm believing that your credit score and all of that is going to help the bank come to the table with your idea. If you are looking at a franchise and building a franchise, because I just came from a training last night, so all this is in front lobe of my head, is remember that the franchise tells you what you can't do. They give you the structure. They become your partner. So if you're starting from scratch and you're building a business or you desire to build a business, make sure that the people know who they are. Don't be afraid to interview them because remember, this is an opportunity. So interview them and follow your intuition. If they can't chew gum and walk at the same time. If every time they talk about their current position, they're talking about, I need to leave here because I'm sick of being here. All of that stuff, take all of that into consideration. Because remember, when you first start a business, it may not be able, well,
it's not
babies, because the alligator business is like children. You know, you're birthing a child. So when it comes to fruition, you can't support typically you cannot support grown folks. A child can't support grown folks. The same thing with the business. Don't be pulling out all of your resources every time they come in the front door. You don't get a chance to grow and to expand and to hire the right people in the right seats. And always communicate. Communication is the key to any relationship, and especially partnership.
Good communication. Healthy communication. Assertive communication.
I made an assumption, and that wasn't good. So she's right. Good communication, which involves listening to understand, asking critical questions to gain clarity, and to then respond from a perspective of strength and honesty and integrity.
So my last thing that I really hope that you get about going into business with family or friends is, number one, evaluate how they've handled crisis. Check the boundaries. Do they have them? How have boundaries been? And then also just making sure to step back and make sure that the right people are in the right position and that you're making this decision balancing your head and your heart. Mm-hmm. And it's not all heart and it's not all head. Like, I think there has to be a bit of a balance. And there are ways for people to be a part of your team and they don't have to be on your payroll. They don't have to be like, you can grow it gradually depending on your situation. I do think if someone is helping you, that you should pay them something, even if. So somebody helped me out recently and I wasn't able to pay their full rate. But what I did was I ended up giving them some merch. Like, I ended up giving them something just as a way to say thank you. And I think doing those things, because when you give, especially after somebody has given to you, I think that just helps the relationship. And if the business starts to hurt the relationship, really stepping back, and you might even have to have a conversation with the person, but do we let go of the business part and then heal the relationship? And that would be my only option, because I think the business, while I joke about the money part, resources help. She ain't playing. Resources help. But for me, if my mom being my accountant, if it started to affect our mother-daughter relationship, then our relationship is more important than the business. But what is more likely to happen is if things start going bad within the business and things start going bad within the relationship, sometimes you can end up losing both. And so making sure that you're being mindful of how you talk to each other, how you treat each other, and respecting one another. I think that's really important. What are your final tips?
My final tips are this, is that go into any relationship sober. Not from a perspective of an emotional high, number one. My second tip is this. Remember your energy level, and under the DISC assessment, and I'm certified to teach and train and give DISC, right? So under that assessment, or if you use Strength Finders or whatever it is, know the person's strengths and their weaknesses. Find people that are not like you, that are not just like you. You hear what I'm saying? And so that they bring on their strengths to build where you're going. The last thing is, I'll tell you this, is that always look at whoever you're bringing in, what's in it for them. I know you want to look at what's in it for you, but looking at what's in it for them and come from their perspective so that you know that you're always adding value to the relationship. You're always adding value to the next steps of the business. And this is the last tip. Be true. Be truthful. Be honest. Be caring. And by all means, don't allow anything to destroy the long-term relationship that you have. And don't come in, like I said in the beginning, come into it sober. We can get so excited about meeting somebody on a date, and we forget when you start trying to live with that person, a whole nother person shows up. Know who you're entering into the relationship with. It is critical. So go ahead.
Thank you so much for joining us. Super excited. Next week, we are going to be diving into how to enjoy the holidays without breaking the bank. I think that's really critical with everything that's coming up, especially with a lot of the news articles and things like that. And so just making sure that people are being grounded during these times. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day.